Lord, the cross would not have been possible without the Christ at Christmas. The manger, the creche, if you will, and the cross are linked. And so we celebrate the birth of a Savior. We join with the angels in declaring your praise. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to all. Thank you that you didn't leave us in our sinful state, but that the Word, the infinite, almighty Word, became flesh and dwelt among us. Thank you. And so, Lord, as we gather together for these few moments on Christmas Day, we pray for the richness of your Spirit, the blessings of God, and that the joy of the Lord would be our strength. In Jesus' name, amen. I was talking with the worship team before we started. I said, it feels almost like it's COVID all over again, but it's not. We're doing this voluntarily here today. And so they're going to start us, and we're going to invite you to join in, even in your homes, to join in with a very familiar Christmas carol, O Come, All Ye Faithful. Normally use that song at our Christmas Eve service, and every time we do, I always have to leave out verse 3, because it says, yea, Lord, we greet thee, in the morning, and it's nighttime. Finally, we're able to sing all three verses, so thank you for that. As many of you are no doubt aware, in the Gospels, there are two of them, Matthew and Luke, that contain the birth narrative of Jesus Christ. Now, for many of us, the more familiar one is the one from Luke because of Charlie Brown Christmas, when Linus comes up on the stage and begins to quote from the story from Luke. So I want to read to you the Christmas story. This is something that we do in the Richards household every single Christmas. So now I'm just kind of enlarging my family a little bit and reading it here. It came to pass, this is verse 1 of Luke 2, it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord showed around about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and they found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. I can't read that without hearing Linus doing his little thing on the stage. Good tidings of great joy. Unto you is born this day a Savior, Christ the Lord. Glory to God in the highest. These are things that we're very familiar with, that we've heard. Angels singing, lowly shepherds sharing the good news. Peace on earth. Peace on earth. It certainly is the cry of the human heart, isn't it? But today the message doesn't come from Luke. Today our service is drawn from the other gospel that has the birth story, and that's Matthew. But before we read from that account, I'm going to ask the worship team to once again lead us in a brief chorus called Emmanuel. Emmanuel. It's a Hebrew word. It means God with us, as the psalm declares. And Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, centuries before the birth of Jesus, the prophet Isaiah gave the Israelites a promise. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel. It is this prophecy from Isaiah 7:14 that Matthew references in the birth account that he gives in chapter 1. Here's how it goes. This is how, beginning verse 18, this is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. Did you hear that, though? Emmanuel. They will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Let that roll around in your mind for a moment. God with us. Through the birth of Jesus, the all-powerful, the all-knowing God has drawn near to us. As the Apostle John put it, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. At our Wednesday night word of encouragement, I took time to unpack that verse, chapter 1, verse 14, in light of John's prologue, the opening 18 verses of John. I preached from that on Sunday, and I kind of picked up again on the Wednesday night encouragement the same. That the Word, this Word that was eternal, this Word that was with God, this Word that was God, this Word in whom was life, this Word that was light, this Word by whom all things were created, and nothing came into existence except through the Word. It was this eternal Word that became flesh. See, the Word was God always, but the Word became flesh. The Word never ceased to be God, but he added more. He added the human nature. So now that he's fully God and fully human, it is this God who is with us. God with us. We are not alone. You might say, okay, yeah, but the slide says Emmanuel, God with us, and it's showing the manger scene. It's showing Jesus being born. Yeah, he was with us when he was on earth, but he's gone back to heaven. Is he still with us? Well, listen to what Jesus says to his disciples on the very night he was betrayed in John 14, 18 and 19. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me because I live, you will also live. Notice, I will not leave you as an orphan. And then just before he ascended to his Father, when he gathered his disciples together and he gave them what we call the Great Commission in Matthew 28, Jesus came to them, verse 18, he said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you. There is the commission, but look at the promise and the resource. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. God with us. The writer of Hebrews simply puts it this way in chapter 13, verse 5. Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have because God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. I pointed out when I preached this verse to our church that in English, when we use a double negative, it's bad English. But in the language in which the New Testament was written, you could add multiple negatives. And what it does is it just strengthens the negative. So if I could do this literally, I will no way, leave you. And I will never, no way, ain't happening, gonna forsake you. Five different times in this one verse, God makes it very clear, I am not going to abandon you. God with us. Emmanuel, you are never alone. No matter what you are facing, no matter what is happening in the world around you, you are never alone. It doesn't matter if your family deserts you or your friends betray you, you are never alone. Emmanuel, God with us. No matter how bleak and hopeless the dark night is. This past Wednesday was the darkest night of the year, but no matter how dark it is, even if it's darker than that, Jesus the light ever remains with you. You are never alone. Christ's birth, followed by his life, followed by his death, followed by his resurrection and ascension, changed everything for humanity and indeed for all of creation. He came to pay the price for your sins and mine. He came to put the curse in reverse and to usher in the kingdom of God in the hearts and lives of those who look to him in faith. That's why John the Apostle says this in chapter 1, He was in the world. That is, the Word was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world didn't recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own didn't receive him. Yet, to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. God came. The Word came. Emmanuel, God with us. You are not now, nor will you ever be again, alone. Emmanuel. That's worth joining the chorus of the angels. Glory to God in the highest. Singing with me, the team, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Christmas. We don't want to be so caught up with all the trappings associated with it. Like we saw last night at the Christmas Eve service, we want Christmas unwrapped to be able to see what Christmas is all about. We thank you for this name, Emmanuel. You're not a God afar. You're not the distant God who does not care, who does not know, who does not understand. You know. You know our limitations because remaining what you were, you became what you were not. You took on flesh. You know what it's like to grow weary. You know what it's like to be betrayed. You know what it's like to hurt, to weep. You know what it's like to be tempted in every way as we are. You know. You have come close. You have moved into the neighborhood. You have tabernacled among us, the Word made flesh. And you did that, God, out of your infinite grace and mercy, not because you had to. We deserved whatever judgment was coming our way because the wages of sin is death. You did it because of your grace and mercy. You paid the price so that we could be restored, so we could have the promise you are with us. And Lord, I pray that perhaps there is one watching today or catching this broadcast during the week between Christmas and New Year's, that this would be the day, this would be the moment that their hearts would be opened by the Holy Spirit to receive the gift of life. That with all the presents that are being given on Christmas Day, this present would be the most important present, that which they would treasure, this Word made flesh. And I ask this in the name of the Word, in the name of Emmanuel, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. So thank you for joining with us. Just a couple of brief announcements before we close. As the year winds down, I know some of you want to be able to give an offering to the church on our church website. That'll be showing up on the screen. The church website, you'll see it, be able to link on to our website. And on the bottom left part of the website, there's a little yellow oval that says donate. It takes you to our PayPal account. You can make a donation, or you can mail something in if you want to count for tax deductible purposes. It's got to be a check written and postmarked by the 31st to count for 2022. Also want to let you know that starting tomorrow, Monday through Friday this week, we have a work week from 9 in the morning to 8 at night. We are asking for all hands on deck. We're going to be putting some insulation in, the wool kind, not the kind that's really fiberglassy. We're going to get that in. We're hoping to do some sheetrocking. We're going to get some cleaning up. We want to get some ready for the kitchen. Propane's going in. Stove's going in. There's so many things that we could use help. Please, if you would just, if you could give us an hour or two, a half a day, a full day, if you could help us out, there'll be a building committee member each day this week to be able to oversee what we're doing. But we would like to make great progress this week as we head towards the finish line and finishing off the North Wing. Next Sunday, we start 100 Days of Redemption. We're going to gather together for our regular service at 10 a.m. It'll be a communion service. But we're going to begin together reading 100 chapters of the Bible together over the next 100 days. That was good. That's my son, Jonathan. We're not we're here. There you go. So 100 days, but we're going to read together 100 chapters of the Bible together, some of the key chapters that trace for us the story of redemption. It'll give us as a congregation an opportunity to come together, read in our homes, share it, and then each week I'll be preaching on what you read the week before. Looking forward to an awesome time. So again, thank you. Have a blessed and merry Christmas. And as I always say, go in the grace of our God. Bye-bye.